Yeah.
Have you heard of Fireball XL5?
I haven't heard of Fireball XL5.
It's set 100 years in the future aboard a spaceship.
It's very good how they make puppets attractive.
Are you ready to watch an episode of Fireball XL5 with us?
Yes.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, you must be excited, Matt, surely.
I am.
After that introduction about the show.
Yeah, very much so.
And is having it, built your own robot.
Exactly. Is it one of your favourites?
I barely remember it. I barely remember it, to be honest. No.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting for me as well. I haven't seen it for a while.
I haven't seen an episode of Fireball for, ages. So
no.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I rewatched them all, I think, last year or the year before, when the Blu-rays came out, actually. Yeah.
Does that term mean anything to you, Matt?
Super Marionation? Yeah, marionette puppetry.
Yeah. There you go. So that was Dad's brand to try and escape from what he saw as embarrassing puppets, essentially.
So we open with a very dramatic intro to the spaceship.
Yep.
Wonderful Barry Gray music, building us up to all sorts of drama.
Like, it's got real scale to it.
It does, yeah. And it wouldn't have been that big a model, I don't think. But
it's just all perspective.
Like, yeah. The music is just like, this is very important.
And like so many of the Anderson shows, a lot of romancing of the craft.
You know, lots of sort of cinematography.
Yeah, and taking a long time to show us this quite elaborate launch procedure with ridiculous wastage of trolleys.
It's great though.
And they're off. Into the nice jazzy theme tune.
It's like a real ode to cinema of that time, isn't it? And sort of the genre.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they were trying to make mini movies, really.
Yeah.
So certainly Dad didn't want to be working with puppets, or little bastards, as he called them.
Why did he end up with puppets then?
Made success of it by mistake early on, and then sort of got typecast. And by trying to escape the embarrassment of working with them, made them so good that people loved them.
Sort of a victim of his own success then.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. And speaking of the old man, there he is.
Yeah, he's all over this one. It's incredible.
It's very strange. Because I can very much hear his voice, even though it is...
Really?
Yeah.
Did he like doing the voices?
No, not really. He wasn't a performer, but I think it was probably out of necessity.
It was probably more that they wanted like someone who was aware of the technical requirements of working with this thing, rather than a performance.
Okay. What a mess. The last robot disappeared on May 27th, and here it is August, and we're no nearer to the answer.
So this covers quite a long period of time already.
Lovely.
Their top robots have just vanished into thin air.
That's right.
Was he a fan of such good eyebrows in life as well? Because that's something I really remember from these puppets is they've got great eyebrows.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I don't know whether that was driven by him.
That must have taken ages to do as well. Oh, God. The painstaking
way of 90 there, they are some of the greatest Super Marionation eyebrows, I would say, yes.
How do you know, like, so with these marionettes, how long do they take to make?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Quite a long time, technically. I mean, there's the sculpt, which is multiple rounds of getting the face right, because as you say, the masters of handsome
and puppets. what size would they be?
So they were...
Oh, they're much bigger than I think, then.
About 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
About that, yeah.
Okay, that's like, to get the detail.
Yeah, so but
It also would have depended on what the puppet was actually going to be used for. If it was going to be a main character, they would spend more time on it.
Right, okay.
If it was just a guest character, I mean, some of the guest characters, I think in this show and some of the earlier ones, the faces were sculpted in plasticine.
Okay.
So they weren't going to last too long under the studio lights.
I see. And was there just sort of a stock of kind of guest puppets that were then reused constantly and slightly changed?
Essentially, yeah. You do see that in these early shows. There's a small group of like 10 of them. And then by the time you get to Captain Scarlet, they purpose built an army of like 50 or 60 because they knew in advance that they would be needed.
Fine.
Chris, just to catch us up, what happened? I just saw some robot proctology going on.
Well, I would imagine that they're checking out their own robot to make sure that he can't be hijacked. What with all the robot hijackings that have been going on.
Nice, yes. Thank you. Sorry, Matt.
That's all right. No, sorry. I was asking too many questions.
No, it's great. I was just worried we might lose track of this complex narrative.
This is Professor Himber, I believe.
Yep.
But also speaking about the puppets, there are some in the background there. They're not wired up, but
just sat there.
Yeah, some from previous episodes.
Ooh, it's a very caricatured sculpt, that one.
Well, you're saying they're based on real people. Margaret Thatcher was obviously that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost a little bit spitting image, that puppet, isn't it?
did have that feel. Oh,
lovely calligraphy there. It is strange as well.
Isn't that a beautiful
to
shot?
See,
gorgeous.
Yeah, there's a sort of film noir element to a lot of XL5, yeah. But it is strange that you have a main character on this show who does spend a lot of time, like, deactivated, essentially.
It's quite clever, though.
Mm.
What a beautiful...
Like, even all this, it looks so high-end. Mm.
Possibly they left Robert like this deliberately, I'm thinking.
Or face down.
Just so in case the naughty professor came and tried to hijack him, then they could follow him to his planet of robots, I think.
That's a good plan. The Zodiac. It's quite a simian face, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Creepy.
Really, professor. And it's from the era where mad scientists would always talk to themselves as they carried out their evil plots.
Well, because you need to move the plot forward.
Yeah.
This is quite, actually feels like quite a fast moving episode of XL5.
Well,
the scenes
we're off
are quite
already.
Short.
Yeah.
Could they be quite long then?
Well, I just think it's a difference of the time, isn't it? A lot of 60s telly now, the editing feels quite slow.
Yes.
Whereas this is rocketing along, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a purposeful pun there, but thank you for.
It's lovely though.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, guess we can count out Professor Himber.
But then this is a show where you can go all over the universe, so
yeah.
Why not?
Without a lead on those missing robots. Let's get back to the control room.
Also, it's a beautiful robot design.
Yes.
Yeah, like, what is it, like, plastic, I guess, plastic.
Perspex, I guess, yeah.
PVC, like, what's it, PVC or something?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Not easy to do.
And there are working internal components every so often.
That's really
impressive. They call it blowing his top, where he gets frustrated, and you see explosives going off inside.
Really?
Which,
wow.
Yeah. The eyes light
the
up.
The time
as well.
That must take.
Yeah.
XL1 can proceed to launch rail.
I don't know if you'd know about this, but when it came to sort of later ones, how long would an episode take to film?
It's probably 2 or 3 weeks.
I want to say with Thunderbirds, 2 weeks.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's quite a good time, but they'd have multiple stages going, special effects stage, puppet stages.
They would have sometimes multiple episodes being filmed as well.
Oh, wow, okay,
on the later
it's a real
shows.
Yeah. Huge.
Oh, it became proper industry by the mid-60s, certainly. They were really churning them out.
XL1 in launch position, Commander. Okay, Lieutenant.
But with all the shows, and the reason was that we end up still watching it so many years on, that just the level of detail that went to. I mean, we're watching HD scans. You know, they knew they were going out in standard definition on whatever it was, 45 tellies. And yet now restored, all the little bits of detail, huge amounts of depth to all the sets.
You mentioned the depth there. They've got models along the back there to sort of simulate faraway buildings.
You forget how small it is when you watch it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, kids TV in the 60s, they were going above and beyond.
Well, they were artists, weren't they?
Yes.
Like you said, you know, they were slightly frustrated maybe, but they wanted to prove that if it was the lighting guys or whatever, they want to prove they can do it.
Yeah, they were all kind of aligned in that.
Yeah, that must be it. He cut your system and fitted his own controls to take over the robot.
Yeah, of course.
So, Chris, sorry, update me on the plot. I'm lost
well,
again.
Well, the professor has sabotaged Robert, so he's now heading off to, I believe, hijack Fireball XL1.
Nice. And there's some walking for you, which
is
very
tricky.
So, you can kind of forgive it with the robot, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm more forgiving of the puppet walks in the earlier shows. Yeah. It's like, there's some shots in Thunderbirds where it's like, oh, the puppets are too, they look too good now to get away with walking.
Yeah. Maybe a trainee was on that day, they were sort of, you know, the apprenticing doing walks.
I think even the finest puppeteers struggle to make those things walk. They're just so awkward to get any sense of weight through the feet.
How many controls do they have, though, these sorts of puppets at this point as well? What can they do with them?
You've got the legs, you've got the arms, you've got the head.
And all the mouth and everything is controlled by the same puppeteer?
The mouth is controlled by a separate operator, I believe, for most of these shows.
Yeah.
The audio dialogue would have been played in, and there would be a person literally flicking a switch going on, off, on, off, on, off to work the jaw.
Homing signal coming through to XL5, Matt?
It sure is, Steve.
So Robert's stolen XL1, off to the planet of the robots. We've got to go get him back.
Nice.
Because whatever it was that they were trying to do that we talked over, obviously didn't work.
Yeah, fine, sorry.
That's fine. Yeah, you're here to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm so curious about it.
which don't seem so useful for flicking all the switches and the very manual controls.
You'd better settle down for a long flight, I guess. Professor Himmer wouldn't be fool enough to take the stolen robots to one of the near planets.
So the planet will be called something like Robotica or Robot Planet or something.
Robo World.
They always name the planets in the show after the defining characteristic of that planet.
Okay, fine.
So that's rule number one in XL5 land. Oh, that's nice.
Lovely.
Radio Space City and give Earth our position, Venus.
Okay, Steve. XL5.
And that's Sylvia Anderson doing the voice of Venus.
The radio seems dead, Steve.
Check it out, will you, Matt?
Right, Steve.
I don't think I'd trust an astronaut called Steve.
Really? What's wrong with Steve? Is it not heroic enough for you?
If you like your pilot came over and be like, I'm Glenn, you'd be like, no, you're just a bloke.
Well, you know, Thunderbirds, Alan. Just an astronaut
true,
called Alan.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want your hero astronauts to be called?
Like Cosmo or something really exciting.
Ooh, Cosmo. Oh, he's got Zodiac, Steve Zodiac. That's
pretty, true.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that all painted? Would that be a painting?
Yeah, I think
wow.
so, yeah.
Amazing.
Hey, Steve.
They really were like pushing the envelope in all the effects and all that model work.
Well, a lot of it looks like Star Wars. You know, obviously in the 70s, but it looks like they've taken a lot of inspiration from this.
Yeah, they all
and the techniques.
Yeah, Bond and Star Wars and Alien and Beyond all kind of.
Well, a lot of the people who did the effects for Star Wars and Bond started on these.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow! Like this was the training grounds. They come off onto those things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was known as the industry training ground.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, because they got to play essentially to make stuff look as good as possible.
And they had the freedom to experiment as well. It wasn't like, you know, you can't do
this.
Well,
and the shows were also varied, I suppose, as well. You know, you go from making planets to, you know, machinery and everything.
Yeah.
It's really good, all the stuff in him, isn't it?
Mm.
Look, Steve, look!
There's the lovely jetmobiles. And we have some tanks.
Oh, no.
Wow.
It's a robot tank. Called a blasting machine. It'll destroy.
I've never seen one before, but I know all about it, sir.
Where's it meant to be from?
Ah, that's a good question. It's based on, I think it's an old-timey actor, Walter Brennan, who did a lot of westerns.
Okay.
He's kind of developed a bit more American-y,
yeah.
a bit more contemporary for the time.
I mean, it was all Brits, really, doing most voices.
Because that's David Graham, who was the voice of Parker in Thunderbirds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Our heroes are down.
Very dramatic.
Another lovely shot there, the light. Yeah. Really beautiful, isn't it?
Oh. That's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is scenes like this that I agree with what you said earlier about not colorizing things necessarily. There's nothing wrong with having a colorized version as an option.
Yeah.
But shots like that just look so good in black and white.
You say like the film noir as well, the element of it, it's really lovely. Mm.
We're paralyzed.
Even that, like just a shadow.
Yeah.
What's all this about the great master?
He's got a Paddington duffel coat on.
The guard.
Over the shoulder as well, that's a villain's move.
Objects. What's this all about, Himmer?
I have created a race of robots, Zodiac. Beautiful machines that do exactly as I tell them.
Gosh, this is quite... impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the rise of AI.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all come back round.
Yeah.
With me, the supreme leader.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Beautiful race of robots doing exactly what we tell them. I'm sure this will end
what
well for him.
What could go wrong?
Well, let's see, shall we?
Robotvia caught.
Robotvia, okay.
Robotvia.
Lovely.
That was slightly more creative than you were anticipating.
Yes, yeah. Of course, she's now in session. Oh.
You are charged with causing damage to an inhabitant of a robot of the
arm. Oh, no.
gosh, trial by four dad bots.
Yeah. Does this nice. Bring back any memories?
I've been telling me often, saying, you've been shy of being a very naughty boy. Yeah, just like my childhood.
When the prosecutor outlined his case, I will operate the controls.
David is really good at doing the mad scientist stuff in these shows.
Was that a human hand with a glove on there as well? So
yeah, I do remember that from the show human occasionally, hands. The human hands.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
They tried various things before Thunderbirds of using sculpted hands and puppet hands and gloves to try and... But they just went, no, we'll just have the human hands.
But then they'd have to build the set again in human size to do the...
A little bit,
yeah.
Sometimes you would get shots, say, of a human hand pulling a gun on a puppet. It would just be a human hand just reaching into frame with the gun prop combined with the puppet job.
Convincing.
The perspective somehow made it work. Oh no! His bum exploded.
Happens to the best of us, Chris.
Now, see what you've done. You've ruined my trial. Aww. It must end. No one can make fun of my beautiful robots.
Oh. They turn the judge up to 7. What does that mean? It's even more judgy.
I think you can tell that robot was sort of assembled in maybe something of a hurry. There's not... I feel the supercar ones that we mentioned earlier, they're a bit more convincing.
A bit more robust.
Yeah.
This is... Because there's no legs as well, so that's probably a good move.
Yes.
You know, let's have them sat down for a big part of the show.
I don't feel like robots so much as automata.
This is a bit like when they had those things at Elon Musk's, you know, where they had the humanoids and they were all being controlled remotely.
Yes.
It's exactly now. This is very present.
Yeah, you could hold a trial with just like ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's basically what it is, isn't it?
Prosecutors.
An AI jury.
Guess we're being taken to the prison workshop.
But I mean, that feels beautifully unnecessary.
Well, yeah, it's another example of we can't get
defendants bench on a rail.
Yeah.
Can't make them walk. And yet the robots get chairs when they probably don't need them. So.
The prospect of mending busted robots for the rest of my life.
Things sure look hopeless.
What about Space City, Steve? Do you think they'll find us?
The universe is a pretty big place, Venus.
It's an understatement. He's so patronising to her.
Yeah, that's a bit of the time, though, isn't
it? Yes, it's very 1962. I mean, but she was flying the bloody thing, so
yeah, that's true.
That's a real forward step, despite us taking
but he's
the
still going, you don't know anything.
Yes.
It's made me think of, what is it, Hitchhiker's? Space is big. Really big.
Yes, Himba means to keep us busy.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a little emblem on top
of the
Yeah, they had it in the courtroom as well.
Yeah.
You are wise, Professor Matic. There is no...
I'm wondering if that sketch behind them was like an actual sketch used by the production team. Because it sometimes happened with this show. I think in Thunderbirds, in Sunprobe, you can see some of the early designs of the Thunderbirds craft is in Brains' lab. Oh, he's brought tea and sandwiches.
It is no good, Zodiac. Robert is in my power. Now, I will leave you to your work. Your first task will be to mend the blasting machine you damaged.
Even that, so much. That door didn't need to be shutting then.
No,
lovely bit of detail.
It would have been easier for them to have just left it open.
Yeah, exactly. No one would have known any different.
No.
Now, steady, old lad. I'm going to help you back on the right side.
Thump.
Oh! That violence.
But even when he's on their side, he's quite prone to thumping them.
Oh, really?
When he gets flustered,
he really went down like a sack of spuds, didn't he?
He did. Action, Matt. He's all yours.
Oh, but I've got concussion.
There.
Robot's back to normal again, Steve.
Great, Matt. Now to start work on that blasting machine we damaged. We're gonna need that when we escape.
Steve, these other robots we've got to repair. Couldn't we switch them all to our own frequency?
Yeah, and turn them against their master. It's a great idea, Venus. Could it be done, Matt?
I guess so.
Surprised they let Venus come up with a great idea.
Yeah. Well, he sort of jumped right in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does seem dangerous to leave the prisoners in a workshop with all this stuff.
Yes.
Unsupervised.
Yeah. Fix my robots for me.
Yeah.
We're going to put you in charge of everyone here.
Yes.
Control box is ready, Steve. What's the plan of campaign?
After Robert has taken care of the guard outside, we'll send the prosecutor back to his master.
Steve's fingers look a bit sore there.
Control panel, so that we won't be seen.
A bit unfinished.
Yeah.
We'll be put out of action.
Then we go in with a blade.
But are these things that, because it's HD now, we know it's rather than
oh,
time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Proceed to carry out instructions.
Poor Robert.
It's quite a big gun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, prosecutor.
I mean, in a fist fight, Robert is pretty...
He's pretty dangerous. Well,
that's two for two,
yeah,
just there.
Yeah, yeah. There's an episode where he had to fight a plant monster and he just gets it on the floor and he's just thump, 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 thump.
Real plant?
No. It's another mad scientist
inventing
plant monsters.
Yeah, there's some repeatable themes through XL5.
Yeah. They work, I mean... I just love hearing David doing mad scientist stuff.
That's right, Mr. Prosecutor. Come in and make yourself comfortable. I am going to build you a new brother.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? Stop that. Stop that at once. I order you.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
But the hand's still going.
Well, the Akonmatic must have tampered with you.
Proper fire.
Yeah, that, you don't see that often on the set.
Was there any other accidents where they burnt things down they shouldn't have done?
No.
Allegedly, in the final episode of this, there's a big fire at Venus's beach house.
Mm.
And, allegedly she didn't get out of there.
Oh, no.
She caught fire and
she
they
did
were
do
like,
the story.
In the story, but in the production.
The puppet didn't make it.
They were like, well, who cares? It's the final episode. Let her burn.
There is one robot machine he cannot turn against me. It is geared to come to my aid at any time of danger. Mm. The Paralyzer Tank.
The Paralyzer Tank.
That's a fantastic reading.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's sort of cute. It's got a little bit of a dog quality to it with his little ears.
Amber, put down that ray gun.
I'm not finished yet, Zodiac. You'll see.
Eventually. Just stand there for a little while. You'll be here as soon as he can.
Please, Professor, you're sick. Let us help you.
You are the ones who need help. You will never see Earth again.
It's always
is the tank
going
to be on which side is it going to happen to?
Well,
good question,
Matt. Yes. Mm. I can see you're leaning into the XL5 storytelling here.
Yeah. Nearly there.
Oh.
Lovely.
Ooh. Precision.
Matt, behind us.
Oh, they rebuilt the other one.
Oh, lovely. Is there going to be a tank fight now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh,
very short-lived one, apparently.
Oh. Well, all our heroes are dead now.
That was quite a big explosion, wasn't it?
Quite a big explosion, yeah. But then you can say that about every explosion in this show.
Yeah, that's fair.
All Anderson stuff. Is what the question is, why is every aircraft and vehicle packed with 40,000 tons of TNT? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it is. For visual enjoyment, essentially.
My world of robots.
It's amazing, really, how much heavy lifting the vocals do, how much the performances do. Because you think these puppets with fixed faces and the puppeteering plus the.
But the puppeteering then of going, even without that, you go, that man is sobbing over a control thing. Like, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
Brilliant me.
Well, it proves one thing.
Yeah, people.
Was there a group of puppeteers that went through all of the shows then?
Yeah. Yeah. Very consistent group who really kind of perfected things.
How many of them were there, like, roughly?
Five or six, Chris?
Oh, wow, is that it?
I think in some scenes in Thunderbirds, when you've got, like, casino scenes with
but
20
puppets
or
the core cast.
Yeah.
That was it. It's over.
It's done.
We win. They won.
Yep.
Lovely. Naughty Professor's defeated.
Yeah.
Robert's fine. There you go.
What's amazing.
What did you think, Matt?
I just think, like, it's so ambitious.
Mm.
Like, considering this isn't, like you say, the later ones where there's loads of money rolling around.
Yeah.
They really care about what they're making.
Yeah.
I think that's so lovely. And, you know, the hero wins the day. That's what you want, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And a start warning for AI now.
Yeah, I think this should actually be re-released. Like, proper, just this episode, put that out there and say, this is what we're going towards.
School curriculum time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you get 10-year-olds watching 5XL5, no problem.
Well, you say that.
On TikTok in 12 different clips.
Yes.
You say that, but it has been introduced to kids. There's that chap at the school who's
Peter Lipman,
Peter Lipman, who's introduced Stingray and Thunderbirds to kids who've never seen it.
Well, there was a teacher, where was he? Southend, I think.
Yeah.
Clacton Way. And yeah, he would introduce all these shows to his class who were between kind of 6 and 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I went to the school. And the kids sang that song because they all knew the words. They knew
amazing.
The whole thing. So they will watch it.
I really enjoyed that. That was fantastic.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get started.
If I were a spaceman, I would give Elon Musk a lift to Mars. I'd drop him there and then maybe never go back. I'm not sure.
Let's go.
Spectrum is green.